Well, Spotify is moving to remove the work of hundreds of comedians from its platform in a fight over royalty payments. That's led to some big names leaving the platform, including John Mulaney, Kevin Hart, and Jim Gaffigan. Let's bring in the man behind this push. We've got Spoken Giant CEO Jim King. Also joining us is Yahoo Finance's Ali Canal. And Jim, it's good to talk to you today. Set this up for me. You know, we know that these names have already been removed. What's the big push here, and what are your biggest concerns?
Well, thank you for having me. Spoken Giants is a reflection on the growing emphasis and power of spoken word, that being comedy, podcasts, speeches, poetry. And coming from the music industry and the royalty administration companies here in Nashville, where I'm based, Spoken Giants has joined the effort to protect the rights of creators of spoken word. And comedians are the first effort that we have underway. Comedy has been paid for the master recording or the sound recording, but comedians have never been paid for their writing, just as songwriters have been paid for decades and decades. And what we want to do is model ourselves after the music industry and return that value to those comedy writers.
Hi, Jim. Ali Canal here. For those of us unfamiliar with the nuances around rights and royalties, what's the target number that you guys are looking for your clients, comedians, poets, podcasters, et cetera? And how does that differ from musicians and songwriters?
Actually, the good news for a business like Spoken Giants, but more importantly for our members, is we're not trying to recreate anything. We're not trying to set any new precedence from a rate standpoint. We believe that comedy writers should be paid the same as songwriters, lyricists, composers are in the music industry. Firms like BMI and ASCAP, where I used to work for BMI, that is what they do, and they represent their members with great success. Our goal is to do the same for comedy writers.
And Yahoo Finance did reach out to Spotify for comment on this dispute. A spokesperson said the following, saying, quote, Spotify has paid significant amounts of money for the content in question and would love to continue to do so. However, given that Spoken Giants is disputing what rights various licensors have, it's imperative that the labels that distribute this content, Spotify and Spoken Giants, come together to resolve this issue to ensure this content remains available to fans around the globe. What do you have to say to Spotify's statement there? And have you guys re-engaged in negotiations or talks with the platform at this point?
So we have reached out multiple times to Spotify since they took us down on Thanksgiving Eve, a very interesting timing to them taking the comedy writers' material down. We would love to work with them. Our goal is to support Spotify as an important platform in the industry, but also very importantly, support our members. We are very surprised by this aggressive move, and we wish to speak with them directly and start negotiations back up again as soon as possible.
Jim, for fans out there who might, you know, miss their favorite comedians being on these platforms and trying to understand how it's different, I guess, than musicians here, you know, a lot of musicians make their money touring. That way, you know, that model has been in place for a while. I assume very much the same case for comedians as well. I mean, what are the key distinctions, though, when you're kind of talking to fans and trying to explain all this in the way the system works?
Well, again, modeling it after music. Songwriters, composers create the music that we all sing to. Comedy writers create comedy that we laugh to that has gotten us through this last year and a half and will get us through going forward. The writers of comedy do obtain their value, just like songwriters obtain their value from those performances being made by song, in the case of musicians, those performers. But comedians, their opportunity for creating value is limited by their exposure on these platforms, and by providing a written royalty, an underlying writing royalty to them, they will definitely benefit and maintain the value they have going forward. This is a critical fight on our part.
And, you know, Jim, Spotify removing these artists, it could potentially cause longer term damage down the line. Spotify is a huge platform. A lot of listeners discover new artists through the platform. So what are you hearing from your clients, specifically the ones whose work was removed? Because I'm sure it's a double-edged sword situation for them.
Yes, it is a double-edged sword. And it's a double-edged sword for consumers, for the platforms, and very importantly for our members. We have seen a strong rallying cry from our members, as well as consumers of those comedy members. We have actually grown our membership since this happened significantly. We're seeing an influx of comments and comedians doing what they do, which is go after a topic with great interest and the words they use to attack something they truly believe in. And we are seeing almost a 100% support for what we are working to do on their behalf. And our goal is to resolve this as soon as possible, to get them back on that platform. And they are, by the way, they are on many other digital service platforms that are not taking this aggressive approach. And our goal is to work with all platforms, digital service providers, terrestrial radio, et cetera, to make this a successful effort and campaign on behalf of the comedians we represent.
Spoken Giant CEO Jim King, appreciate you joining us today, and our thanks to Ali Canal as well.